Alhamdulillah, last night the 27th para was recited in Taraweeh, and the 27th para is a, in the beginning is a continuation of Surah Wadhariyat. Surah Wadhariyat, the theme of the surah and the message of the surah, and Surah At-Tur, which is the next surah, is very similar. Wadhariyat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the beginning, after taking a few oaths, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that inna ad-deena lawaqi', that verily the retribution is definitely going to occur. So a person will see the outcome and the results of his actions. Sometimes in this world also, and if not in this world, then definitely in the akhirah. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the incident of few nations. The outcome of their actions was given to them in this world in the form of punishment. Like Lut alayhi salam, his people, they were destroyed. And then Fir'aun was also destroyed. Similarly, the qawm of Ad, they were also destroyed. And the qawm of Thamud. So they saw the outcome of their actions in this dunya, and they were destroyed. And in Surah At-Tur, after taking oaths, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that إِنَّ عَذَابَ رَبِّكَ لَوَاقِعَ, the punishment of your Rabb will definitely occur. So these two surahs are very similar. Then also in Surah Al-Dhariyat, the ayah comes فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, that hasten towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you know that retribution will take place and a person will see the outcome of his actions, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah has created pairs of everything. And the dunya, the pair of it is the akhirat. So now a person should make all efforts to go closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fafirru ila Allah. Hasten to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are now in the last few days of Ramadan. So we should increase in our efforts. We shouldn't become slack. Increase in our efforts of turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And وَلَا تَجْعَلُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرٍ, do not make another ilah with Allah, another deity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This can be like how the mushrikeen, they call out unto idols. There's another ilah with Allah. Or a person, different ilah he makes. Person has a woman, he makes a woman as his ilah. Or he makes dunya his ilah. Don't take another ilah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and continue to remind, because the reminder will benefit the believers. So hidayah, this is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gives to whomsoever He wishes. But our duty is that we have to continue reminding. And when we will remind, then those that have iman, they will definitely take benefit from it. Like how Hazrat always reminds us that Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahimahullah used to say, that some people say, what's the benefit of speaking of deen and telling people? Nobody listens nowadays. So a person who says like this is, he must check his iman on this ayat of the Quran. Because Allah says that a reminder benefits the believers. And we think that there's no benefit in it. So definitely there is benefit. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I have created jinnat and insan only for my ibadat, liya'budun, to worship me. To worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the tafsir of it is given to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that type of recognition that will make a person come onto the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recognize who is our Khaliq and our Malik. And then we become a abd, a slave of our Khaliq and our Malik. And we make his ibadat and engage in his worship. That is the purpose of us being created. Allah ta'ala says, مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَن يُطْعِمُونَ, I don't want them to earn their own rizq also. I have taken the responsibility of providing for them. And there's no, they're not going to provide for me. Inna Allaha huwa ar-Razzaq. I am the one who gives sustenance to everyone. So don't worry about searching and looking for your sustenance. That shouldn't be your objective in life. Your objective in life is the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then in Surah At-Tur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath on a few things. And then Allah ta'ala says that, Inna adhaba rabbika lawaqi'. That undoubtedly the punishment of your Rabb will definitely occur. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a qasam on Tur, the mount of Tur. And the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes came in this world. Like for the Bani Israel, Allah Ta'ala lifted the mountain of Tur above their heads when they didn't want to obey. And Wal Bayt al Ma'mur, by the oath of the Bayt al Ma'mur, Bayt al Ma'mur is like how we have the Kaaba where we make tawaf, then in the heavens, the Kaaba for the angels where they make tawaf, Al Bayt al Ma'mur. And like this, we see that when Abraha and his army tried to destroy the Kaaba, Allah Ta'ala's adab, punishment came on them. Was Saqf al Marfu', the elevated roof that has been lifted up, the sky. So we see from the sky, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala sent down stones on Qawm Lut and sent down a severe wind on the Qawm of Hud alayhi salatu wasalam. And similarly, Allah Ta'ala on the Qawm of Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam sent down fire from the sky. So, Wal Bahri al Masjur, by the ocean, Fir'aun was drowned in the ocean. So, Inna adaba rabbika lawaqi', the punishment of Allah will definitely occur, and ma lahu min dafi', you won't be able to repel it, you won't be able to turn it away. So how will you be safe from this? In this dunya, sometimes it will come. And if a person leaves this dunya without iman, then definitely, هَذِهِ النَّارُ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ بِهَا تُكَذِّبُونَ, then he will get Jahannam, and he'll be made to enter into it. So to save yourself, you have to believe in Allah, bring qualities into your life. You have taqwa in your life. What will you get? إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَنَعِيمٍ, the people of taqwa, they will be in gardens and different types of bounties, enjoying themselves with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. And Allah will save them from the punishment of Jahannam. They will be told to eat and drink and enjoy in exchange for what a'mal they had done. They'll be reclining on couches that have been laid out in rows. And Allah Ta'ala will make their union with the Hur-e-Ain of Jannah. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will also join their progeny with them, those who passed away with iman. Allah Ta'ala will bring them up to the rank of their parents, so they all can be, the family, whole family can be together. And they will have different other types of fruit and meat, and they will have servants that will always be there serving them. All of this here will be in store for those who have taqwa. They will be talking to one another, and they will say, "Inna kunna qablu fi ahlina mushfiqin." In this dunya, we were fearful. We had fear of the day of reckoning, and we made effort for, in this regard. So now Allah Ta'ala protected us from the fear and fright on the day of Qiyamah. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is told that, O Nabi, فَذَكِّرْ, you continue reminding the people. This is your responsibility. Continue to remind them. And don't worry, don't pay attention to what they say. They say you're a kahin, you're a fortune teller. They say you're majnoon, you are insane. And they say that the Qur'an you have brought, you have made it up. So don't pay attention to all of their taunts and insults and accusations. وَصْبِرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكَ, you make sabr and remain steadfast for the decision of your Rabb. فَإِنَّكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا, you are under our care, you are under our special care. وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ حِينَ تَقُومُ وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَسَبِّحْ وَإِدْبَارَ النُّجُومِ, what must you do? Involve yourself in the ibadat of Allah, make the tasbih of Allah, perform salah at all times, all occasions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fill your heart with the strength that is required for you to discharge your duty. The next surah is Surah Al-Najm. Ya Allah Ta'ala takes an oath by the star, when the star sets. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken on the miraculous journey of Mi'raj and Isra, and he saw such things nobody saw. He witnessed and seen Jannat, Jahannam, and he also saw Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam in his true form. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew how Jibreel alayhi salam was, and when Jibreel alayhi salam now is bringing wahi to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there can't be any doubt and there's no possibility that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mistaken. So this Quran that is coming by through the agency of Jibreel alayhi salam is 100% true, 100% correct. On the other hand, those people who don't believe in the Quran, what are they following? They are يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has the Quran coming through a strong agency of Jibreel alayhi salam, and you are only following your conjectures, what your theories and things that you've made up with your mind, وَمَا تَهُوَ الْأَنفُسِ, and your desires. These things, how can it ever compare with the Quran that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is presenting to you? أَمْلِ الْإِنسَانِ مَا تَمَنَّى, and will man get and follow whatever he desires? Person will follow whatever he desires, he'll destroy himself. فَلِلَّهِ الْآخِرَةُ وَالْأُولَى, to Allah belongs the dunya, to Allah Ta'ala belongs the akhirat. He decides what a person must get, what a person must have in this dunya, in akhirat, what he has to follow. So we have to follow what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants for us. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that on the, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some of his qualities, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who makes you cry, Allah is the one who makes you laugh, He's the one who gives life, He's the one who gives death, He has created everything, pairs also, male and female, He has created you from a drop of sperm, a small drop of fluid, from there He has made you, and He's the one who gives wealth, He's the one who makes a person poor, He's destroyed all nations that were destroyed in the past, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then has revealed this book to you. So such a great Allah has sent this Quran. Why are you in doubt concerning it? You're laughing and you're not crying. And rather you should prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next surah is Suratul Qamar, meaning the moon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here speaks about Qiyamah. And اِقْتَرَبَتِ السَّاعَةُ وَانْشَقَّ الْقَمَرِ, that the time of Qiyamah has drawn close. It is drawn close and the moon has split. So how it is drawn close is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the time after his coming and his bi'asat compared to the time before. The time before was much longer. Time now after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has come into this dunya, very, very short before Qiyamah now will take place. And one great sign of that was the moon that split, and the kuffar wanted a miracle. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala caused the moon to split in two, and very clearly they could see it. One half went one side of the mountain, the other half went on the other side of the mountain. But if a person doesn't want to believe, then he'll always look for excuses. وَيَقُولُ سِحْرٌ مُسْتَمِرٌ, they said, no, this is jadu, and black magic, it will soon go away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, this definitely is it was a true occurrence that happened. And Qiyamah will take place. Some people's Qiyamah already took place in this dunya, like Allah ta'ala then again mentions all of these incidents of the people of Nuh alayhi salam, of Ad, of Thamud, and of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam's people. They were destroyed. Their Qiyamah took place, started already, took place in this dunya. You should take lessons from what had occurred to them. Don't fall into the same sins that they were in. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, إِنَّا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَاهُ بِقَدَرٍ, that everything we have created was a predestined amount. That is everything, that's where we get the aqeela of taqdeer. Everything has already been destined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has destined whatever good and bad there is that will occur. Then is Surah Ar-Rahman, which is known as the Arusul Quran, the bride and the beauty of the Quran. And really, when Surah Ar-Rahman is recited, and especially is recited by someone who recites it beautifully, how much of joy it brings to the heart, and a person will hear it also in the Akhirat, how beautiful it will be. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about His numerous bounties that He has favored upon insan and favored upon jinnat also. And again the ayat comes, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, which of the bounties of your Rabb will you then deny? So when this surah was recited to Sahaba Rajulanum, then Nabi Sassam told him that when the jinnat, they heard this, then they responded to it. And they said, أَلَا مَا بِشَيْءٍ مِّن نِعْمِكَ رَبِّنَا نُكَذِّبْ, Ya Allah, none of your bounties do we deny. فَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ, all praises to you. So when we hear this ayat, then we should, it's mustahab out of namaz, that at least once we should say, this مَا بِشَيْءٍ مِّن نِعْمِكَ رَبِّنَا نُكَذِّبْ, O Allah, we accept and we testify to all of your tremendous bounties. So the first ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, Ar-Rahman, Allah, He is Ar-Rahman, the most merciful, most kind. عَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنِ, He has taught the Qur'an. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانِ, He has created man. عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ, and He has taught him speech. So before even mentioning the bounty of creating insan, Allah Ta'ala mentions the bounty of the Qur'an to show how important the Qur'an is. That more important than man's creation itself is the bounty of the Qur'an. And the Qur'an, Allah Ta'ala used the sifat of Rahman, that out of His mercy, out of His kindness, Allah Ta'ala has sent down and revealed the Qur'an. And from here also, as it explains to us, that the sifat of Rahmaniyat, of kindness and mercy, has to be connected to the Qur'an. So those who teach the Qur'an also, we should teach the Qur'an with the quality of rahmat, of kindness, more than a person is hard, ustad is hard on the children, shouting them, scolding them. He has to have that kindness, that love, compassion for them. This will have a greater effect on them. So that quality has to be in a person when he's teaching the Qur'an. So Allah is the most kind, that's why He has revealed the Qur'an, and He has created man, then He has given him the ni'mat of speech. You see, insan can express what he feels in his heart. Feeling happy, he can express it. He's feeling sad, he can express it. In different ways, he can express it. If we look at, and there's no other makhluk that can express himself in the way insan can. And then Allah Ta'ala mentions different ni'mat of his physical ni'mat, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala then speaks about Jahannam. And then the question will come about that, what ni'mat, what bounty is Jahannam? So Allah Ta'ala explains about Jahannam, warns us about Jahannam. This is also a bounty, because if there's something harmful and a person warns you about it, then he's being kind to you, he's doing you a favor. For example, a person is going on a journey and there's a certain place where there's highway robbers, he's warned about it. Or in our time, we tell a person that there's cameras there, you must watch, stick to the speed limit. So now, person will stick to the speed limit. When you pass it, you feel that, hey, this person lucky, he warned me, so that I never get caught. Also phone him, tell him, thank you, I passed through safely. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us about Jahannam. This is also a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains regarding Jannat, two levels. Those who are very high, they will get Jannatan, two special gardens, Nawata Afnan, lots of branches, dense foliage, and Fihima Ainani Tajriyan. There'll be two springs in both of these gardens that will be gushing forth. And from every type of fruit, they will have two types, different, same fruit, but two different types. And then Allah Ta'ala speaks about the how they will be reclining and relaxing in Jannat. And the woman of Jannat, لَمْ يَطْمِثْهُنَّ إِنْسٌ قَبْلَهُمْ وَلَا جَانٌ. No human, nor any jinn has laid the hands on them. Totally pure for a person. A person runs after the woman of this dunya. Tonight they're sleeping here, tomorrow they're sleeping there. The woman of Jannah, completely pure, preserved for a person. And then the lower level, there'll also be two gardens for a person. Those who are on the lower level, Allah Ta'ala then explains what they will receive in Jannat. Allah Ta'ala grant us all Jannat. Then the next surah is Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Surah Al-Waqi'ah, the occurrence that will definitely happen, that is Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala explains that Qiyamah is Khafidatul Rafi'ah. It will be a means of lowering some people, those who didn't have Iman. They might have been very high in this dunya with pomp and glory, but on the day of Qiyamah, they will be lowered in disgrace. And Rafi'ah, other people will be elevated on the day of Qiyamah. Maybe in this world they were low, didn't have much of this dunya, looked down upon, but in the Akhirah they'll be elevated. So on the day of Qiyamah, then Allah Ta'ala explains there will be three groups of people, Ashabul Maiman, the people of the right, and then Ashabul Mash'amah, the people of the left, and As-Sabiqoon, As-Sabiqoon, those who go far ahead, that is, they even ahead of the people of the right. Ulaika al-Muqarrabun, these are those are the ones who are very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the sabiqeen, the thullatun min al-awwalin, many of them from the previous people, that is from the time of Sahaba, Tabi'in, Tabi'in, wa qaleelun min al-akhirin, and the latter generations will be few in number. So we should make dua to Allah, Allah make us from these few that come from the latter generation, so we can also be from the sabiqeen. And Allah Ta'ala explains then some of the bounties that they will get in Jannah, and then Ashabul Yameen, the people of the right, and what bounties they will get, and then Ashabul Shimal, the people of the left, people of Jahannam, and the punishments of Jahannam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has created around you so many different signs that will show you Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat, Allah Ta'ala's greatness. Allah Ta'ala explains regarding how you have been created from, again, from a drop of fluid, how Allah Ta'ala has made you. And look around you, see the food that you eat and that you plant in the ground. أَأَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ. Can you cause it to grow, or are we the ones who cause it to grow? The farmer just puts the seed in the ground. After that, he has no control over it. Allah Ta'ala is the one who causes it to grow. Look at the water that you drink. أَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ. Do you send it down from the sky, or are we the ones who send it down? Allah Ta'ala is the one who sends it down. After sending it down, لَوْ نَشَاءُ جَعَلْنَاهُ أُجَاجًا. If Allah wanted to make it salty, then who can stop it? Nobody can stop it. But Allah Ta'ala has made it sweet, palatable. It quenches a person's thirst. فَلَوْ لَا تَشْكُرُونَ. Why don't you make shukr and drink water? Say, Alhamdulillah. Make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Read the dua. الحمد لله الذي سقاني عذبا فراتا برحمته ولم يجعله ملحا أجاجا بدون. Allah Ta'ala made this water so sweet that I can drink it. If he wanted, he would have made it better and salty. أفرأيتم النار التي تورون. Look at the fire that a person lights. Have you made the trees, or we made the trees? We are the ones who made it. نحن جعلناها تذكرة. We've made this fire a reminder for you. The person sees the fire, it's a reminder, it reminds him that there's a fire of the Akhirat. I must save myself, protect myself from that fire. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that the people, these three groups, when the time of their death will come, how they will all go through different conditions. People who are close, they have so much of enjoyment, the people of the right, they will also be receiving salam and greetings from the malaika, etc. And as for those who are from the people of the left, for them will be the fire of Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala protect us. The last surah was recited, Suratul Hadid. Hadid means iron. This is such a thing that we need in our day-to-day lives. Everything revolves around us, our buildings, vehicles, etc. Allah Ta'ala says, Anzalna al-Hadid. We are the ones who stand down and put in the earth this iron metal that you use in your day-to-day lives. And fihi ba'sun shadid, there's great mightiness. So from here, they say the theme of the surah is that if a person, what are the principles for us to get sultanate and to get leadership and rulership in this land? What are the principles? Aminu billahi wa rasuli. You have to have first iman, firm belief in Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then you have to make an effort, strive. Anfiqu mimma ja'alakum mustakhlifina fi. You must spend your wealth in the path of Allah for the cause of deen, for the upliftment of deen, for spreading deen and spreading Islam in the world. And when a person will give sadaqah, spreading in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will be a means of life for him on the day of Qiyamah also. On the day when the munafiqeen, they won't have light and they'll be looking for light. They'll tell the people of Iman, Unduruna, wait for us. Naqtabis min nurikum. Give us some of your light. But he'll be told them, no, go back. Yeah, you must come with your own light. You can't take somebody else's light. So Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. The time is ripe, the time has come for the people of Iman that now your hearts have to become humble for the nasihat and the advice that Allah Ta'ala has sent down, and also for the dhikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Don't be like the previous people, their hearts have become hard, let your heart become soft. Read the Qur'an, take ibrah, take effect from the Qur'an. This ayah, there's many stories about it. Fudail bin Ayaz, Rahimahullah, was leading a life before of disobedience and sin. Once he was going out to meet one woman, and from the unseen he heard this ayat being recited, that hasn't the time come that now you tremble for the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This became a means of him changing his life totally, and he became a great and pious saint of his time. So we also have to see that the time has come, the time has come now that we have to change our lives, come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, if a person is in ghaflat, then this dunyawi life, the life of this dunya, will just be la'ibun wa lahun, play and amusement, zinatun, seeking all the beauty of this world, tafakhurun bainakum, boasting amongst ourselves, takathurun fil amwali wal awlad, trying to surpass one another in wealth and in children. So this is what this dunya will be. And then a person in the akhirat, fil akhirat azabun shadid, didn't make preparations, is going to get punishment in the akhirat. But those who made preparations, maghfiratun min Allahi wa ridwan, they'll get maghfirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They'll get the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This life, Allah ta'ala says, is mata'ul ghurur. It's a means of deception, goods of deception. So a person has to come out of the deception by reading the Quran, listening to the Quran, and turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and sabiqu ila maqam, hastening towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hastening towards Jannah that Allah ta'ala has prepared for us. Allah ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq.